This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan and the Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma today launched a new digital companion, Bharat Vistar, for farmers across the country today in Jaipur. They also launched an AI hackathon, AgriKosh, and the AI strategy roadmap during the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. The two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai early this morning on a three-day official visit to India to participate in the AI Impact Summit. Prime Minister Modi has expressed confidence that his meeting with French President will further strengthen cooperation in various sectors and contribute to global progress. Replying to a social media post by the French President, Mr. Modi said, India is delighted to welcome Mr. Macron and intends to give new momentum to the strategic partnership between the two countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with focus on expanding industrial collaboration. On the second day of the India AI Impact Summit underway in New Delhi, a series of high-level panel discussions is being held focused on harnessing artificial intelligence for inclusive and transformative growth. These sessions include AI for social good, impact that works, scaling impact from India's sovereign AI and data, and innovation to impact AI as a public health game changer. Argentine Ambassador to India Mariano Cassino today described the India AI Impact Summit as a major success and congratulated India for hosting a significant global conference on a subject that is widely discussed across the world. He said Argentina is pleased to participate in the summit and would be hosting delegates from its states as part of the engagement. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has announced the launch of the Strategy for AI in Healthcare for India, SAHI, a national guidance framework aimed at supporting responsible AI adoption across states, regulators and private programs. She said this while delivering a keynote address at the Roundtable on Innovation to Impact, AI as a Public Health Game Changer, during the AI Impact Summit. Ms. Patel said SAHI initiative will be launched during the AI Impact Summit 2026 on Thursday. Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant today said the power of AI can be used to transform the lives of citizens in the global south. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit today, Mr. Kant said there is a need to ensure that AI reaches those below poverty line and to improve education and nutrition standards. He emphasized that India is providing 33% more data than the US and said the large language models are getting better on the basis of data from the global south. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will attend the swearing-in ceremony of BNP Chairman Tariq Rehman as Prime Minister of Bangladesh in Dhaka today. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will also be present on the occasion. Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP-led alliance, secured a landslide victory in the recently held parliamentary elections. Meanwhile, the newly elected members of the Parliament of Bangladesh Nationalist Party took the oath of office at the Jatiyo Shongshad this morning. However, they did not take oath as members of the Constitution Reform Council. Jamaat-e-Islami leader Syed Abdullah Muhammad Tahir said newly elected MPs of the party will also not take any oath if BNP lawmakers decline to be sworn in as members of the Constitutional Reform Council. Punjab's famous Kila Raipur Rural Olympics has begun at the historic grounds at Kila Raipur village in Ludhiana today. This time the iconic bullock cart races have also returned after a long gap, marking the revival of traditional rural sports. Besides the bullock cart races, the three-day sports festival includes hockey, kabaddi, athletics and an array of classic traditional games in which both boys and girls participate. And with that, we end this news bulletin.